Tammuz, Friday the 28th of June, Rabbi Yitzhak Firestone, in Yonim in Parshas Pinchos.
The Parsha, at the beginning of the Parsha, we find an interesting mitzvah. Vayedab Hashem al Moshe Leimai, Pasuk Tezayin, Tzorei Eres HaMedyonim. Klal Yisrael were commanded to hate the Medyonim. Deikisa Moisam, and then to go and smite them or so, kill them. Why? The Pasuk says the reason. Kitzayim heim lachem. They were tzayim to you. They hated you and they fought against you. Benechleim with their plans. Ashanik lachem al tvah pa'ol. Val tvah kozvi bas nasi midyan achosam. Hamukah b'yom hamageif al tvah pa'ol. So we have a mitzvah to hate them in yonim. Ve'kisem oisam. And then to go and smite them. So this melchom is different than other melchomas. For example, later on in Parshas Matos, when we're actually told to avenge the Midyanim, the Torah says, Eloshen nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midyanim. And here the Torah says, Tzoroi yis ha-Midyanim v'hikisem oisam, which is mashma, an additional factor to v'hikisem. There's also an inyan of specific inyan of Tzoroi yis ha-Midyanim. So what is this inyan of Tzoroi yis ha-Midyanim? And why is it needed v'chlal? The prevention would have told us, nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midyanim, to take revenge. Would there have been a necessity to say Tzoroi yis ha-Midyanim as well? And it's enough just to say Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midyanim. Furthermore, the Racham HaKadosh asks, he says Nekoim shalei b'mkoimai. We say Tzoroi yis ha-Midyanim in Parshas Pinchas over here, and only later in Parshas Matos is the actual civilly the command of Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midyanim. It doesn't go together. It's a serious Midyanim. We're not holding it by Nekoim Nikmas B'neis on Eisam Midyanim. We're not taking an Akana yet. Devala, we're just talking about the story of Pinchas, and we're saying serious Midyanim, which should be Kisam Eisam Mechayim, should lead to smiting. And we're not actually dealing with the Tzivui to go into Melchama with the Midyanim as of yet. So it's split up, Lechayim. There's first a Tzirayim, and then there's a Nekama. Chama Kodesh brings an interesting Chazal, but it's also a bit difficult. Chazal Sin Medrash Rabbah. Chazal tell us, Tzoroi yis ha-Midyanim, the Melchama with Midyan was different than all other Melchamas. With all other Melchamas, we have a mitzvah, Le'sashchis es Eitzah. When I go into to war with them, we have to be careful not to damage their trees, the Eitzah Baltashchis. Midyan, the Roshna Chazal is Zu Umar Kala of Vazuya. It's an Umar Kala of Vazuya. Chazal Medrash Rabbah is in the commanded, Le'hashchis es Eitzah, to specifically destroy their property. So Tzoroi yis ha-Midyanim, according to Chazal learned from here an additional factor to go along and to destroy their property, rather than normally one would be careful not to be mashiach, not to destroy them. And the Racham HaKadosh finds this difficult. He says, it's an interesting point. He says, normally, faket, the more nekama you want to do on something, or on somebody, one must faket, take over the property. If you go to Muhammad, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisovei, in the clauses against Klal Yisrael, always talking about certain things that Klal Yisrael planted, he yishal zeisecha, they form the hands of the enemies, or bonimim leisecha, and as soon as lach, we find various times in the Torah, the epitome of a klala is when you build something yourself, and your enemy goes and takes it over. So if we have commanded Nekoim to take Nekoma against the Midyanim, then why is one going? Why is the Torah saying, Lo yisashach seitzah, fakeh, other, or to destroy it, other abba. We should go along in the Mechama against the Midyanim and take Vachaltas Shalom Levecha. Fakeh, there's also a mitzvah Baal Tashchis, so we have to be careful not to destroy things, stamazeh, and to go along and destroy the trees, Mechatesa. Why is this going to the Inyan of Tzereria Samadyanim? The Rechama Kodesh has a Gevaldigi Yisoid, and I saw this Yisoid is three places. Shetna Rechama Kodesh. It says in Svasemus, very short, and also I saw the Dubna Magid speaks about it, and also Be'er Yosef, actually, in Parshas Masi, also uses it, four places, I've seen the same Yisoid brought down. And this Yisoid, the Emes, will answer a lot of other kashas as well. I might as well say the kashas now, but we'll go back on them later. There's another two points also to discuss. We find that the Moshe Rabbeinu was told, before he died, he has to go along with Tzava Klal Yisrael to fight against Midyan. And afterwards, you'll be able to return to Olam Habo. But the mice we have to understand, Moshe Rabbeinu's fight against Midyan is Toilov. Klaus's fight is Toilov on his death. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's death to do? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu is straight after the come of Midyan, straight away, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu now is ready to die. What's the connection, Mechal? And by even more shver, which the Magid is already ma'ira, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu before he dies, he wants to see the Nekoma in Midian. And the Medrash brings a posuk, Yismach Tzadik Ki Chozo Nokom. The Tzadik will be gladdened Ki Chozo when he sees Nokom, the revenge against Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see the revenge against Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu daf zayin, he needs to see it in his eyes. The Rabbeinu Shem told him there's going to be revenge against Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu has to see it. What did he want to see exactly? And only then, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu a specific request, he'd be able to die afterwards. So all these points are difficult to understand. Number one, as we said, what's the specific inyan of Tzereris HaMidyanim? And why the Ma'aseh Tzereris HaMidyanim comes not at the right time, not the Tzuvah of Nekoyim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael. It took place beforehand, Tzereris HaMidyanim. Secondly, Chazal tell us, they seem to be ma'oyer this, they say there's a point of normally, Lebal Tashchis HaSeitza, and Fakeh V'chaltas Shalal Ovecha. And here we find with Midyan, the opposite is true. We were commanded, Dafka, to go along and destroy their Eitzim, and not to eat their Shalach, to destroy every single Maga with Midyan. And also we said there's two Shveri Taitim in Negea, to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was died, it seems to be dependent on, he's going to die after Melchama of Midyan. And why is he dying after Melchama of Midyan? And number two, and number four, as we said, the Dibna Magid asks, he says, that Lamaisa, when it comes to the to Moshe Rabbeinu's death, we find he wanted specifically to see the Nakama against Midian, Yismach Tzadik Ki Choza Nokom. And what's the Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu wanting to see Dafka, the Nakama against Midian? I'll start with the Moshe of the Magid, and we'll go into Yechayim HaKodesh a bit more. The Magid brings a Moshe, which brings out the point stronger, Kedar Ke B'Kodesh. The Magid says there was a man who never had a son who was an alcoholic. And he sent him for various treatments, a specialist, nobody had much success with him. Finally, there was a certain doctor, a certain professional, who said, I'll guarantee success with your son. And he took his son off him for a few weeks, a few months, however long it took. And he came back with the son in tow and said, Baruch Hashem, I've treated your son is now clear. And the father was still unsure whether this was true or not. I mean, it takes time, you know, so they're going to come along and see. So the father decided on a certain line of action. He asked his son to do him a favor and to go to a shop and buy him a few bottles of wine. So by here, Yom, the son went off to the shop. And when the son went into the shop, he was so disgusted by the just even the look of the wine. He said, Gagang, and he went, and he smashed a few bottles here and there. He went wild and smashed one. And he came to the father. The shopkeeper called up the father and said, your son's gone crazy. He said, he's smashing up my shop. And he saw Baruch, and the father started laughing and was happy. He said, what are you happy about? He said, Baruch Hashem, I see they've imbibed in my son such a hate of alcohol. It's Mamedi, he can't stand the look of it even. And he's going and smashing up wine the minute he sees it. It's just a vision. The father saw that the great sinner the son had, that was alone a tikkun. He saw the way they thought what it was. They put in such a sinner, such a hatred towards alcohol, in the way the father could look at it. He was disgusted even by the mere view of it. As we should do the Magid, a moshel, to bring out this Yisoid. And what's the Yisoid? The Yisoid is, as we should know, Yechayim HaKodesh, the Segevald, the Gedashoynis, the Yechayim HaKodesh brings down. The Yechayim HaKodesh says, there was a Magefa going on here. There was a Magefa, and he brings Zerayas, the Magefa wasn't just over and done with. The Magefa was continuous. Those people that were involved in the Maisa of Midian, the Dibbol, the Machshova, and the people that were Toyim, the Tam, Chet, of Avodah Zorah and Znus, there was a Magefa going on. And Chaim HaKadosh says, Kol Oid, Shle Nifred Mehachoyte, Tavas Hadova, as long as it wasn't separated from the Choyte, the Tavas that were going on at the time, whether it was Avodah Zorah, whether it was Znus, Vayitzomed Yisrael, the Baal Pa'or. Chazal tell us, when they were involved in Baal Pa'or, they weren't stamas they serving Avodah Zorah, it was Vayitzomed. And Vayitzomed, Chazal says, another Loshen brought down 2 weeks ago, of Tzomed Posel. They were attached, they were firmly attached to the Inyonim of Avodah Zorah at the time. And therefore there was a desire for it, there was a geshmak in it. V'chofetz Hashem l'rapoisol. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted to heal them. Ba'atzas Hashem ha'nechoina. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted to heal them, to remove the Magefa from them. As long as they still had an attachment, as long as they still had a desire, a tavas adobo, chukose olov, they were mushlal me kapora. They couldn't get the kapora they deserved, and therefore the side effects of the Magefa could affect them. So the Rebbeinu Shem an Eitzah. He gave them an Eitzah, which the Rechaim HaKadosh was an Eitzah Seguli, he calls it a Loshna. It was a Skulaza. You want to get rid of the Magefa, you want to cut yourself off from this involvement in Baal Pa'or, L'chopetz B'chaim, to mechapet you for the Averis. It says, the Yechayim HaKadosh Roshon, Tzereiris HaMidyonim, You should hate the Midianim. And not only hate the Midianim, to hate everything around the Midianim, their eights and their property, to involve imbibe in the clouds of such a hate for the Midianim, there were no shaykhs them at all. No shaykhs with them at all. Oibazoi, automatically, that alone will bring out the tachlis sinos senesim, la'oivim hoyuli, as the Vishnate and Posuk, oyave Hashem sinura, the hatred to Ra alone, the other way around, normally learn, somebody loves the Abayin Yishleinim, hates Ra. The Rechaim HaKadosh Machadashe, the Fakir, through the sinos hara, a person can reach the Avas Hashem. It's not the oyave Hashem sinura, that alone, the Abayin Yishleinim give a mitzvah, tzereya samajonim ve'kisim oysom, that alone will come along and make the person oyave Hashem, and be shoylel him, and from any shaykh, from any connection to the chait, which will gain him the kapora which he deserves. So this was a skula, to be able to be menatek Klal Yisrael from the magefa that they were under, was to go along and be tziroi es hamidyonim. And that's why Chazal tell us as well, as we said, this wasn't just tamazev to go along and to destroy the Eitzim Stamazai. If any shaykhs, if he would enjoy any of the shalal of the enemy, he might still be connected slightly to the enemy. So don't even take that. Don't take the shalal, don't take the booty. Fakir, I want nothing to do with Bechlal, with the Midyanim. And maybe we can understand a bit as well why the Tzeroyri Samadyanim happens before the Nakodnik must be in Yisrael. Because even though they weren't yet ready for Nakoma, but they were still involved in a Magefa taking place to all those who are connected with Midyan. And the Tzeroyri Samadyanim took place to remove them from the sakona of the magefa that was taking place. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, he wanted to see this before he died. Like the father wanted to see their son, as we said before, he wanted to see the results of the therapy he had been through. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see the results of Klal Yisrael. The final results of Klal Yisrael, Tzeroyri Samadyanim, culminated with Nakom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Me'ei Samadyanim, how they would take Nakoma. Moshe Rabbeinu begged to see this Nakoma. He wanted to see it with his own eyes. The Rebbeinu Shem gave a grant him with this. Yitzmach Tzadik, Ki Chozanokim, wasn't just to see the Nakoma, it was to see the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael. When he finally saw the Nakoma taking effect, Hotei Gezen, the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael, he saw Klal Yisrael's Mandrega, where they were holding, the way they fought, and how they fought with the right sinner towards those people who caused them to be machti them, he was Zeicha, Taki Yitzmach Tzadik, Ki Chozanokim. So steht, in the Rechaim HaKadosh Dum Magid. But there's one more piece which we asked before, which I want to link to. And we asked, why Moshe Rabbeinu's death was Toila on the Nakama of Midian? And we know Moshe Rabbeinu's death, Chazal tell us, what was the Tachlis? Moshe Rabbeinu had to die before going into Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zoicha to take the Eden into Eretz Yisrael. The Nakama of Midian had to take place specifically before entering Eretz Yisrael. When they went into Eretz Yisrael, one of the very first mitzvahs, and the mitzvah the Torah speaks about the whole time, is when one goes into Eretz Yisrael is, V'ibadetem es shemom min amokim ahu, you'll go along and see Avodah Zorah, you have to go around destroying the Avodah Zorah, to uproot it, to remove it from all the corners, from Al-Horim Agvoyim, and the Torah is in length, speaks about these things. Klal Yisrael to be in the right Madrega. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, if they could still stand Shtikal Aveira going on, it wouldn't have been the right Madrega to go along and to uproot the tree, uproot the Avodah Zorahs, and to destroy them all. There has to be the right Madrega for this. This only took place after Tzeroyri Samadyanim, after they imbued in themselves the hatred towards the Midianim, and for all that they stood for, and they could fight the Midianim properly, then when they entered Eretz Yisrael afterwards, they were ready to go along and to uproot the Avodah Zorah from Eretz Yisrael. So the last thing that happened before they entered Eretz Yisrael, when they were ready to go, was this Tzeroyri Samadyanim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's death was Toila after the Melchama with Midian, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't enter Eretz Yisrael. And the last thing possible that what happened before Eretz Yisrael was when they reached the Madrega of this hatred towards Chet and everything that Chet stands for. So when they reached the Madrega of Chet and everything that Chet stands for, they're ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. So at that point, at the end of the Melchama of Midian, it was time to enter Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's death was Toila Mamash on this point of the entering of Eretz Yisrael. As I state, in this form you mentioned before. But come on, that's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that Tzeroyri Samadyanim is the Inyan to bring in the hatred of Aveiras, and even though normally we say Fakeret, the Oiv Hashem Sinu Ra, Abba Fakeret, and all the Sinas Ra can bring a person the other way around to the Avas Hashem. The person builds in himself the Sinas Ra that brings him to Avas Hashem. The Svasemis leaked to us, the Svasemis says, means another pshat in Tzeroyri Samadyanim, in the whole mitzvah of Tzeroyri Samadyanim. Svasemah states that the anhoga in the midbar, until this point, was anhoga of Isarusa de Le'elam. The anhoga in the midbar we find, the Rebbeinu Shloilam was always fighting the wars on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needs to do no effort on their part. When it came to this milchama, we have a tzivui, tzireiris ha-medyonim, that we ourselves should cause ourselves to hate the medyonim. It seems that we have a major part in the milchama here, to fight the medyonim. So the Sfasemas, the Anhog of Klal Yisrael changed at this point. As Klal Yisrael were entering Eretz Yisrael on the last point before the end of the Midbar, they had to get used to the idea there wasn't going to be any more Hisayrus de la Eila, Hisayrus of above, to fight all the things. They have to do things, they have to work a bit themselves. There has to be a shtickle involvement of Klal Yisrael themselves. We find the Midbar generally, the whole Anhog in the Midbar of the Mon and of all the Shadechim Abirim and the Slav even, which the Tzadikim was Oichel to, and the Be'er, were all things Menamala. There was no effort on Klal Yisrael's part. Later, I'm going to enter Eretz Yisrael, Ishtachas Gafne, Ishtachas Teinosei. A person has to go along and get involved himself into, and it wasn't only in Gashmias, it was in Ruchnis as well. The Ruchnis as well in the Midbar was a certain Madrega Klal Yisrael reached. It was Zeichet to have a very high Madrega. They had to do nothing themselves. It was all pumped upon them from the Ebbeinu Shteirim. And I say, Eretz Yisrael had to work themselves to build themselves up, Cyber Gashmias and Cyber Ruchnis. It's Anaya and Hogel Gwen. And we made it here specifically in this Milchama, till now the Milchamas took place, the Ribbono Shel Olam led the Milchama. In this Milchama, the Ribbono Shel Olam told the Klal Yisrael, I want your involvement. So, when you yourself hate the Midyanim, when you yourself building yourself a sinner, then you'll be able to be Zeichel to win against the Midyanim. If you don't do anything yourself about it, you don't involve yourself in it, then Anhoga changes. There has to be a certain Anhoga, Tachtis over here, to go along and enter, to go along in. We find the end of the Parsha a similar point. We find Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam the following question. He asked the Ribbono Shel Olam to appoint a leader to Klal Yisrael. And it's very interesting to the shyness what Moshe Rabbeinu asked for. It's an interesting chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu went and he said to Klal Yisrael, he said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yivkoy da Hashem elekei aruches techol basa. The Ribbono Shel Olam should appoint somebody who actually says, "Vosad ker ruchis lechal basa." Somebody who's yodua lefanecha, da'atei kol echad ve'echad. He knows, he understands the view of each person. Sheisoyvel kol echad ve'echad lefi da'atei. We need a leader who understands each and every person according to his level, according to his view. We don't have to have a leader who's v'shevish kamenshin. We have to have a leader who's soyvel kol echad ve'echad lefi da'atei. Ashi yetzei lefneim, ashi yovei lefneim. He has to go along in front of them to war. Rashi says, not to sit in his house and send them out. Which is a double lotion. And the congregation of the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't be like sheep. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I've got the right man for you. Kach lecha es Yeshua ben Nun, ish asher ruach boy, v'samachta es yodcha olav. So Mefarshim will explain. There's a long question Moshe Rabbeinu gave. He gave a lot of quality, but it seems to be doubled over. He wants a man, ala Eda, a man in the congregation. He wants a man, as she says, l'keir ruchos l'chol basa, to be soivel da'at, v'shel kol echad v'echad, to be able to have patience with each and every das and each and every person. Sheyetze lifneim, ashe yovei lifneim, ashe yitziyim, v'ashe yivim. Well, this is long arichas aloshim. Then he continues and he gives a moshel. V'lo yisiyah adas Hashem, katzoin, ashe ein lahem roya. Which is also, when the Rebbeinu explains to the Rebbeinu what it means, a leader of Klal Yisrael, if sheep, Hashem, Hem, Roya, the Rebbeinu needs a moshel to understand it. So if the Rebbeinu wouldn't understand what it means to have a leader to Klal Yisrael, it's a very interesting Rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking him. We don't understand a bit what he meant. Then I saw brought down, as a Malbim, a Meredek Malbim, in Parshas Chukas, in Parshas Balesuch, sorry. Parshas Balesuch, we find a very, Chazal already, Rashi already brings it down. Rashi finds it hard to understand. Klal Yisrael asked the Ribbono Shel Olam for meat. The La'on Toima is scattered. He said, they wanted meat. And they complained, Amon, everyone knows the story, they misoined them. They said, Gefelech. They remember the cucumbers and the melons they ate in Mitzrayim, and Sapzolim, and Sashumim. They wanted meat. So the post of Yishma Moshe Sa'om, Boichel, and Mishpachoysav. So Moshe turned to the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, why are you doing bad to me? Why are you putting the whole load of the congregation upon me? I've got to carry them in my lap. Where do I meet from to give this congregation? And the Ribbono Shel Olam said to him, interesting answer. It's impossible for me to carry. I'm willing to die. I can't take this anymore. These complaints against Klal Yisrael. I don't want to see the bad things that are going to happen to this nation. So what did Ben Ishtim say? Take 70 people. And the Ebonishim said, I'll take 70 people, and then they'll help you carry the weight of Klal Yisrael b'masa ha'om. You won't carry them yourselves. And the carries on better om taima, and to tell them, you'll manage to eat meat. So in terms of where are these 70, two things seem to be connected. Moshe Rabbeinu says, they're complaining for meat, and I can't take it myself. Okay, take 70 people, and after you take the 70 people, the Ebonishim says, tomorrow you'll get meat with the slav, and everyone knows the ma'aser with the slav. Shaitha Malbim Agavaldagi Yisod, and he's such an under it as well. The Malbim says in Torah HaMitzvah, in Parshas Baaleisecha, he said Moshe Rabbeinu was saying something completely different than we think. Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, was the Adam Ruchni Ma'od. The Mon was a Machal Ruchni. Chazal say the Mon was Lechem Abirim. The Mon was a spiritual food. This wasn't stomach, it was a normal food. This Mon was a Machal Ruchni Ma'od. Chazal tell us, Bezchus Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Zoicha to the Mon. Bezchus Aaron, there was Zechet Anonim, Bezchus Miriam, there was Zechet Be'er. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashpia, the Mon to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Mon, a Machal Ruchni, since I am a Machal Ruchni, since I am a Ruchni stick person, Moshe Rabbeinu was Isha Lekim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskadish himself completely, I can still be Mashpia, a Machal Ruchni to Klal Yisrael. Bossa is a Machal Gashmi, completely. Bossa, I can't go along and be Mashpia to Klal Yisrael. I've got no connection with the lower level of being Mashpia Bossa to Klal Yisrael. I'm above that all. When Shabbeinu said to Rebbeinu Shloim, he said, it's going to be so painful for me to go down in Madrega, to be able to be Mashpia Bossa to Klal Yisrael, I can't lead Klal Yisrael anymore, you can take me away. I can manage to be Mashpia Mon, because Mon is still connected to Ruchnius. The minute I go after Lohma Madrega and be Mashpia Bosset to Malbin, be Mashpia Bosset to Klal Yisrael, Im Kochat Oisri, Hageni La Horig. What did Ben Shlam answer him? I said, you're right. He said, Esfuli Shiva Mish Mizikne Yisrael, take another 70 people. And together, you and the 70 people, then you won't have to tell it all yourself. They'll be able to be Mashpia on Klal Yisrael, Bosset to eat. So the Malbin, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked, he brings the Agav, the Pasuk in our Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for a leader to Klal Yisrael, he says, a similar word to Svasemus we just said. He said, in the Midbar, as we said, the Anhoga to Klal Yisrael was Anhoga Ruchni. Anhoga Ruchni, they ate the Mon, they had the Maim from the Be'er. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, it's Ish Tachas Gafnoi, the Ish Tachas Teinosei. They're going to have to go along and work in the Midbar and get involved in Gashmi in Eretz Yisrael. In Gashmi Sticker in Yonim, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be a leader anymore in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was too above this. He couldn't take care of the Gashmi Sticker needs of Klal Yisrael. He could only take care of the Ruchni Sticker needs of Klal Yisrael. Then when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they needed a person, Ashi Yevi'im, Ashi Yitzi'im. They needed a person, however high he was. On the other hand, he had to be able to lower himself down and be Mashpia on Klal Yisrael, the Gashmi Sticker needs as well. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as we saw, couldn't take this. He couldn't take it to them with the boss or with the Mes'oinim. In the Parshas Chukas, I saw what a very interesting verse which also ties in with this. The Mei Meriva. The Mei Meriva itself, we find a very interesting point. Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Elisim, as people Mei Meriva. They complained there's no water. They even complained they'll go back to Mitzrayim and Gefelech HaZachan. We don't find Klal Yisrael were punished for the complaints they had for the water in the Mei Meriva. We find Moshe Rabbeinu, Adrabah, Moshe Rabbeinu lost himself. He was Bakas. And he was Bakas, he came to Atos, he ended up hitting the Mei Meriva, but he never, the Klal Yisrael, for their words, were never punished. And there were quite strong words of Klal Yisrael in Parshas Chukas when they complained. They said, we should have gone back to Mitzrayim, or what are we doing in the Midbar? Hamiseinu Bamidbar, with some or with thirst. We don't find Klal Yisrael punished for that. The Ramban already says, the Ramban says, when it comes to Inyonim of Mechiosam, where the life's dependent upon it, when it comes to water, they can't complain about Bosa Fashteta, they can manage without it. When it comes to water, which the life is complaining about, ain't of them nitva salzari. The person said, it's so bizarre, you can't, even though he says the wrong thing, oh, but you can't have a tvia against Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Avzad Dagaf Merochnius, that Moshe Rabbeinu was, he felt Klal Yisrael should also be on that higher Madriga. So once again, the Rebbeinu said, what was the Oynish for Mei Meriva? You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And you on your level, when they're coming to complain for water, the Mechiosim, there should be Vahurach, and the Rebbeinu Shem's midday is Vahurach, and the Ramban says in such a time, even though they speak wrong. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so detached from any type of inyonim gashmias, and even when the gashmias was needed like water, Moshe Rabbeinu still had got angry with Klal Yisrael for complaining in such a way. And Meila, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael because of this, because Anhoga in Eretz Yisrael was a different Anhoga, as we stated in Sarasemus, which started with Sereris and Yonim. The Anhoga in Eretz Yisrael was Anhoga more of gashmias, not such a hoch Anhoga of Rochnias. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu asked for leader, with all these lashonis. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for leader of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asher yetzei lifneihem, v'asher yovei lifneihem, asher yotzieihem, v'asher yaviihem. V'lo yitia hadas Hashem katzoin asher ein lehem roya. If you look in the psukim, the pasuk actually starts off saying, there should be a ish al ha'edah. There should be a man on the congregation. And the pasuk finishes off with hadas Hashem. Because Klal Yisrael in the Midbar were a doy deah. They were gewaldige madriga. To take any old man who could stand deal with the gashmis of Klal Yisrael, that azicha wasn't needed. They needed a man who understood them kefir, the rochnistika madriga as well. But at the same time, they needed a man to be able to go down to them, to be able to go down to their gashmistika needs as well. So the pasuk says, Yifked Hashem alekei ruches lechobosa ish al ha'eda. You need a man on the Eda. The Eda is the simple people of Klal Yisrael, those who need gashmas. Vashayetze lifneim, vashayobe lifneim. He's not with them, he's lifneim, vashayobe lifneim. On the other hand, we also need somebody who's with them. Yitzieim and Yevieim. And the Yitzieim and Yevieim is referring to, the passage continues, V'loisiyah Adas Hashem, Katzoin, Asha'ein Lehem Roya. The Adas Hashem is the higher madriga of Klal Yisrael. Those Rotnis digger people of Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't be Katzoin, Asha'ein Lehem Roya. We have a combination here of the Eda, of the simple people of Klal Yisrael, and for them we need Asha Yitzieim Lefneim, Asha Yovei Lefneim. On the other hand, we also need Asher Yetzieim, Asher Yevieim, V'lo Yisi Adas Hashem Katzayin Asher Ein Hemreya. This Yeshua Ben Nun had to be a combination of the high level that Moshe Rabbeinu was. On the other hand, not like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's going to be Rochni, that he couldn't be Mashpia Gashmis. We need Moshe Rabbeinu, the level of Yeshua Ben Nun, to be able to go down to the people and to be able to go along and have a connection with them in order to bring out as well the Gashmis Tekatzrochim, which they needed as they entered their Tisrael. I still brought down this week, just saw that last night, the Jewish Tribune brings down from the chief rabbi, it's a very controversial mention he gave when he gave his last speech. He said, those who embrace Judaism and reject the world, and those who reject the world and embrace Judaism. I'm not going to go into what he said it about. But I think that sums up a bit what we said. I feel the Klal Yisrael needed them a leader who taka embraces Judaism was taka on a high level as every Moshe Rabbeinu the Doyodea. But we needed somebody who didn't reject the world either. We needed somebody Chazuk is to the connotation he used it for. Abakapon ben Negeir to us. Ben Negeir to us Moshe Rabbeinu needed to taka be on the daga that he taka was the leader of Klal Yisrael to be on a very high level. But on the other hand, he had to be able to also to be Negeir. But Teich as the Rishtei Malbim, the next leader had to be Negeir to enter through this new Anhoga. That's the double loss in the posuk. The posuk is to be able to be attacked on the very high Madriga. But Anna is different than Moshe Rabbeinu. He had to be able to take the world and be able to be mashpia to the world through Klal Yisrael.